This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Yeah, I'm just as confused as you guys are. I'm thinking 4th of July weekend is next weekend. Why everybody's calling this weekend 4th of July weekend. I don't... It's on a Wednesday. And so don't you celebrate the weekend after? I'm reading an article here on CNN. When the 4th of July is on a Wednesday, your long weekend gets confusing. It's true. I don't think anybody knows what the hell to do. Personally, I'm not considering this 4th of July weekend. Because to me, you start the celebration and then you take the additional days off, which is why if 4th of July is on a Wednesday, then going into, I'm working either way. I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm working. I'm not really taking time off. I am doing a little staycation. I'm going to be at the Treasure Island. I can't wait. It's going to be pretty exciting. Treasure Island Hotel. I do a little staycation whenever we don't have time to go out of town. Do a little staycation. Going to eat at one of the steakhouses. And we did one of these bids at a silent auction for the American Lung Association and won this package that we bid money on. We auctioned. And it's nice. And we also get to see Cirque du Soleil Mysterious. It's going to be pretty cool. My husband and I are celebrating our 21st and a half anniversary. It's our half anniversary. So we're going to be 22 years married in December. So it'll be cool. I know. I don't know how much lovey-dovey. I don't know. I don't know if I want to shave my legs. Yo, I am going to shave my legs because we're going to be by the pool. All right. So maybe we'll do lovey-dovey. I'll let you guys know. But I really don't see this as 4th of July weekend. They say the 4th falls on hump day. I still don't understand why Wednesday is hump day. I get that, where as you go over the hump of the week, then you're into the end of the week. I just don't like the name hump day. So some people are going to be off Monday and Tuesday and then light fireworks on Wednesday. Others are going to light fireworks on Wednesday and then take off the next day, which I think you should do because you're up late. Me, I don't care. I'm working. I really don't want to use any personal time or take vacation time for that. Philadelphia, who is a great authority on the subject, is going with option one, where they are going to celebrate. Many of them are going to be celebrating starting Monday. There's going to be a Delaware Music Festival and Museum of the American Revolution is going to have a concert and all sorts of cool stuff. But neither here nor there, we are going to see a record-setting 46.9 million Americans hitting the roads. Now, I just don't know if that's this weekend or next weekend. So my guess is it's going to be split, which then isn't that record-setting if you ask me. Anyway, 46.9 total for the 4th of July holiday is the highest number since AAA started tracking those numbers almost 20 years ago. AAA says the vast majority, nearly 40 million, will be traveling by car as opposed to bicycle or roller skates, my guess. That's a 5.3% increase from last year. Travel experts say to expect the busiest day of travel to be Tuesday afternoon as many leave work early ahead of the holiday Wednesday. There, you see, that makes more sense to me. They go, if you are driving, gas prices are lower than what many saw during Memorial Day this year. The national average is 2.84 a gallon. That costs 60 cents less than last year. That's cool. Yeah, thank you, Trump. I know, nobody wants to. I think the economy's better. You can disagree with me, you know, and I don't care where you stand politically, but gas prices are going down. For those traveling by plane, Friday is supposed to be the busiest day, so experts say to allow some extra time to get through security. All right, so be careful out there. It's really, really sunny. Most of your cars are going to probably, you know, putter along, have to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Make sure you have plenty of water. Make sure you have something you can pee into. Now, I used to, do a conference around 4th of July in Hawaii. What's going on in Hawaii? Well, Hawaii, we still have the Kilauea volcano. It has now made another vicious eruption. Lava channels continuing to flow. It's a constant stream now of lava. 600 properties, from what we're being told as of today, have been destroyed. Thank God no one's been killed. Unlike the recent Guatemala volcano that killed more than 100 people, 200 people still remain missing. But they say the established channel from Kilauea towards the ocean is now overflowing. And that's going to unfortunately produce new lava threats. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the volcano remains very much active. It's spewing lava from fissures 8 and 18. Remember there was a fissure that was going towards the road? I think that was fissure 11. Yeah, they name all these fissures. Fissure 8 has been adding lava to the channel, resulting in small and short-lived overflows. They say as of this morning, no further overflows were being observed, and the main flow has now crusted over. I don't like all this talk of flow because I'm afraid I'm going to get my period. Anyway, the Hawaii Civil Defense Authority advises that the gas emissions and lase is when the lava hits the water and then you have this hydrochloric acid, this not very healthy smoke plume. They say that coming from the ocean entry is still high. Smaller earthquakes and seismic activity in the area are still going on. So it's scary stuff. But now we're being told that Alaska may have a volcano. It's called the Cleveland Volcano. Not in Ohio, but in Alaska. It's a 5,600-foot peak on a remote island in the Bering Sea. I think it's a part of the Aleutians. And they are already seeing lava squeezing from its crater. Depending on the magma flow, the Alaska Volcano Observatory has changed its alert to orange, one level below the red status, indicating an ongoing and major eruption that could affect aviation. Now, Cleveland is one of Alaska's most restless volcanoes, well, because the Browns need to be a better football team. And it has been trembling and belching bits of ash, they say, on and off for the past 15 years. An eruption in 2013 saw plumes of ash and gas. Remember, that got sent 15,000 feet, so it messed air traffic. Federal aviation authorities had to divert several small air traffic. So they say it's kind of a little nuisance of a volcano, but it could erupt. And they think if its volcano history is any guide, this could be a precursor to some pretty powerful activity. Apparently this lava acts like a cap on the vent of Cleveland, the volcano in Alaska. And this week's activity suggests a good chance of a powerful explosion to blow off that cap. Not good. All right. I don't know how many people are around there. Again, it's on an isolated island, but it could really mess up air traffic. 1-877-NOT-SELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, Manny, and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so our meat. We are being told that close to 80% of our meat has superbugs on it, according to the Environmental Working Group. And this bothers a lot of us because we're like, wait a second, did we do this to ourselves? According to the Environmental Working Group, the National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System tested bacteria on meat. This was back in 2015. And then they tested to see if antibiotics could kill them. And each of them was resistant to at least one of 14 antibiotics. And these superbugs, these bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, which we call superbugs, were found on 79% of ground turkey, 71% of pork chops, 62% of ground beef, and 36% of chicken breast wings and thighs tested. Now, Dr. Gail Hansen, a public health expert, a veterinarian, says bacteria transfer their antibiotic resistance genes to other bacteria when they come in contact with the environment and in the GI tract of people and animals, making it very difficult to effectively treat infections. Now, the EWG, or the Environmental Working Group, does have a tip sheet on how to avoid superbugs. We'll talk about that in a second. But really quickly review, what is a superbug? All right, so a superbug is a pathogen, most commonly bacteria. You could have super fungus, super viruses, but we usually use the term for bacteria. And if it survived antibiotics, that most species would buckle under. And I wrote about this on my website at drdahlia.com if you need. And its resistance could be caused by a variety of factors. So maybe it could be a mutation, like Gail just talked about. It could be a mutation that makes it stronger. Maybe its genetic material shields it from the toxic medicine. So then it makes babies with that same sort of genetic shield. It's like a, you know, incredible super. Maybe it's luck. So we don't know why, but after it gets the antibiotic assault and it survives, those that survive, they celebrate. And then they reproduce, make more bacteria. So when that Z-Pak, let's say, you take that Z-Pak and you only take it, I don't know, maybe not for the full 5 days, but you do it half-assed, you just take it for a couple days. So you kill a whole bunch of bacteria. So it's a whole big assault, right? Like a B-29, I don't know, like whole assault, right, on these bacteria. Then some of the bacteria that are still alive, they're still ducking, taking cover. And they're like, wait a second, is another round coming? And another round's not coming. So they get up and they look around. Hey, Bob, you good? Bob's dead. Hey, George, I'm good. George is good. All right, we're good. Are we good? Then they are able to divide and recreate more bacteria. And whatever made them lucky or genetically resilient is now in the baby bacteria. So now you're sick again. If that bacteria, you know, still sitting there. And you come back with another Zithromax or another penicillin or whatever was first given. Those bacteria like that ain't nothing but chicken wing. I'm good. Now, some people ask, well, I don't get it. Why do you have to take antibiotics the whole time? If they're resistant, then it doesn't matter if you took them 3 days or 5 days. Because before we find out that they're resistant, sometimes you need to do blow after blow after blow. You need to hit them hard. And a lot of these bacteria may be on the verge of living or dying. And so if you hit them half-assed such that they could grow and then maybe prosper and make more, it would have been better for you to knock them out those whole 5 days or your 10-day antibiotic course or your 14-day antibiotic course. So when you only take antibiotic for 2-3 days, those bacteria that survived that are obviously a little stronger than the ones who died. So those little stronger bacteria are making new bacteria who could even become more strong. You see? Does that make sense? So, and the little baby progeny bacteria, they're little supers themselves. Now, according to the CDC, each year in the U.S., at least 2 million people become infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, and at least 23,000 people die each year as a result of these infections. So now, why are these superbugs growing on our food? Well, one theory is we give farm animals antibiotics. We do it for a variety of reasons. One is we want to make sure the farm animals stay healthy. Costs a lot of money for your cow to die of disease. So you want your cow to be healthy. Then you want to avoid them getting sick. Another reason why we give them antibiotics. And then some of the antibiotics improve their growth, make them more robust. And so antibiotics given to our farm animals is kind of a common thing now. So the bacteria start to get used to this new environment. In order for them to live and thrive, they got to be around this new environment. So how do you avoid getting sick? I mean, we aren't hearing a lot of people get superbugs from their ground turkey. Well, hopefully it's because you're cooking it right. Remember, your meat is not sterile when you get it. That's why you have to cook it. And you may achieve some sterility during cooking, but then as soon as you touch the plate, it's not sterile. I mean, you know, we're not autoclaving our food. So there's a chart from the Durham Region Health Department, and they suggest that for poultry, whole poultry, You want to heat it to 180 degrees and keep that there for about 15 seconds. So don't just sit there and go 179, 180, we're done. Make sure it holds at that temperature for a little while. Ground cut poultry like the chicken breasts and wings and legs, 165 degrees. When in doubt, 165 degrees, okay, for any meat. That's the safest because it's too hard to remember everything. Food mixtures like soups and stews and casseroles, 165 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not going to give the Celsius. Are you kidding me? Do I have to give the Celsius? All right. 74 degrees Celsius or 165 degrees Fahrenheit. If you eat pork or pork products, you got to cook it to 160 degrees Fahrenheit or 71 degrees Celsius. That's why, like I said, you can't go wrong with 165 if you can't remember all this. Fahrenheit. Ground meat, like ground beef. Okay, ground poultry, you have to do 165 degrees. Ground meat, 160, but I'm good with 165. Fish, 158 degrees or 70 degrees Celsius. Other hazardous foods like large cuts of beef, lamb, goat, rice, beans, etc., they say 158 degrees Fahrenheit. So again, to play it safe, get into the 165 range, okay? If you hot hold your food, you know, like you have a party, after cooking, all hazardous foods must be held at a minimum of 140 degrees Fahrenheit until service. Then, if you so a lot of stores do this. This is per the health department. For reheating, they say all temperatures must be maintained for a minimum of 15 seconds. So all hazardous foods must be reheated within 2 hours to at least their specified minimum required internal cooking temperature. All poultry must be reheated to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, what about refrigerator? What about cold holding? Well, refrigerator needs to be at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius. And frozen foods has got to be at 0 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 18 Celsius. You cannot dink around. So, you know, these super bugs on our meat. Now, of course, on Facebook, a lot of people are like, oh, that's why I'm, you know, vegan and that's why I don't eat meat. And, I mean, good for you guys. I think that's great. I mean, I don't want to scared of meat. It just reminds you that you have to cook the heck out of it. And it also reminds you that you really need to, you know, be cautious of the antibiotics that we're putting in our food. Now, for those who join us, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, they think they figured out why we had that romaine lettuce outbreak. The most widespread E. coli outbreak in the last 13 years appears to have been caused by bad water, according to the CDC. Thursday night, CDC and FDA updates all but officially declared that the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, after 210 people got sick and 5 people died in 36 states, is over. But both organizations say in their May 16th updates that the tainted romaine lettuce from Yuma, Arizona, shouldn't have been out in circulation. They think it came down to the water. They say CDC laboratory testing identified the outbreak of that E. coli O157H7 in water samples taken from a canal in the Yuma growing region. It's the whole genome sequencing, some DNA testing, found that E. coli in the canal water was closely related to the same E. coli that got people sick. Laboratory testing for other environmental samples is continuing. The FDA is continuing to investigate and learn more about how the E. coli bacteria could have entered the water and ways this water could have contaminated romaine lettuce in the region. That is scary because when you're washing off your food and you're, you know, irrigating, you don't want to do that with dirty water. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on a common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Jared Ramos, a man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder today. Anne Arundel Police Chief Timothy Altmore has more on Ramos.
I can confirm for you at this time that we identified the suspect with help through other investigative techniques by using facial recognition technology from the Maryland Image Repository System. I'd like to thank Governor Hogan for allowing us that help. I'd like to thank the Maryland Combined Analysis Center, its commanders, and I'd like to thank the state police for being so present in helping us identify the suspect.
Today, President Trump is sitting down with lawmakers to discuss his next pick for the Supreme Court of the United States, with the retirement coming up of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and record heat is gripping much of the nation, from Denver all the way to New York City, record highs expected. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan Lochte is back in the news. Guys, remember the Olympic swimmer who falsely told Billy Bush during the Olympics that he was robbed at gunpoint? Apparently, he could be in a lot of trouble. The Superior Tribunal de Justicia ruled yesterday, or on Wednesday, that prosecutors can move forward with criminal charges against Lochte, reversing an appellate court decision from last July which dismissed the charges. The subpoena was then issued for the swimmer, whose lawyers will now have to travel down to Brazil to present a defense for their client. Lochte will not have to appear in person for those parts of the proceedings. However, the 33-year-old Olympian will, however, be forced to return should he be convicted for falsely reporting a crime. This is an offense that carries a prison term of up to 6 months, which would be served not here, but in a Brazilian detention facility. that could also effectively end its quest to compete one final time at the upcoming 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. Now, this was, I gotta tell you, the Rio Olympics had a lot of drama. And I guess Lochte had an interview with Billy Bush. Billy Bush later, huge issues with the whole Donald Trump and that, you know, talk on a hot mic about a female TV host. We're not going to go into that right now. But back during the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Lochte told Billy Bush that he and three of his teammates had been robbed at gunpoint while at a local gas station in Barra de Tijuca. Lochte later confessed that he was drunk when he made that claim, which was debunked when Daily Mail obtained surveillance footage that showed Lochte urinating on the side of the gas station and vandalizing the property. Lochte's not being charged for the destruction caused on the scene or his subsequent interview with Bush that ran on NBC and later around the world, but rather the false statements that he repeated to law enforcement officials in the Delegacia Especial de Atendimiento al Turista and the investigation that was sparked by his NBC interview. So when you start telling authorities that this happened to you and they have to spend tax dollars to start investigating it, they're going to be ticked. At no point did Lochte file an official report of a crime, said his Brazilian lawyer Thiago Lins Alciva, and he has already announced he plans to appeal. They say Lochte's fabricated tale resulted in a wave of stories that were highly critical of what initially looked to be a lack of security at the games. They say to make matters worse, Lochte had also said the men presented themselves to be police officers at the time of the robbery. Remember that? We were told that these were that police accosted him and his teammates. So Lochte was held in the country for some days after authorities learned of the lie. James Fagan, who was with Lochte, also lied to police, was released after paying $10,000 fine and made a deal with local authorities. Lochte refused to accept a similar deal. That would have required him to pay a $70,000 fine. So now he possibly faces a fine and jail time. He was suspended for 10 months from competition by USA Swimming after it revealed he had lied to authorities in Rio. And he may still have to testify. Again, it doesn't have to go down yet. His lawyer in the U.S. is Jeff Ostrow. And I guess since the Rio Olympics, he did welcome a new son, Kanan. He married model Kayla Reed. And I guess she, I believe, is in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. But that's a cluster. That is a real cluster. I don't understand. I mean, I understand people get drunk. And Lochte just doesn't seem the type that wants publicity, especially bad publicity. But maybe it's because it was all about Michael Phelps. Who knows? I just don't understand why. I don't get that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The long-anticipated Toy Story Land is finally here. I didn't really follow this. I didn't know that they were making a Toy Story Land. And I guess this is an addition to Walt Disney World in Orlando. It opens tomorrow. A lot of little details, like the Slinky Dog Dash, alien swirling saucers, so a lot of different attractions. You're supposed to shrink to the size of a green army man in certain areas, where everything is big. The newest area at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And apparently it plays with scale like no other theme park, according to People Magazine. People Magazine was able to get a sneak peek, and they have found us five hidden gems for those of you checking it out. They say even the benches are on theme. They look like oversized Lincoln Logs. Some look like dominoes. Some look like popsicle sticks, but very cute. I got to give that to Disney. They really know how to go all out for some of the stuff. You know, you barely see, you know, a paint splotch or something out of line. Apparently Hong Kong Disneyland started the benches first, and now they made their, you know, debut in America. Andy's imagination is everywhere. For those of you not familiar with the Toy Story Land, Andy is a boy that has toys as he grows up. He likes different toys, but his toys are alive, and the toys get mad and upset and scared that they're going to be thrown away. So it basically is like Andy's room. There's a lot of crayon scribbles, things like that. So you kind of forget that you're in Florida. The Slinky Dog, you could have like a Slinky Dog hat, I guess. I don't really know, or a headband. Apparently, it's kind of cute. It's a little hat that you could wear with a slinky dog. It actually really looks cute. It does. The pavement is even playful. You got Andy's giant footprints throughout the land, so you feel like a toy walking in Andy's world. A lot of little detailed graphics, which is kind of cool. And then nighttime, there's a lot of colors. The 11-acre backyard comes alive at night. And just like Andy's toys, going on a secret mission. So it's very, very well done. All the toys that we grew up with, like, okay, you know those toys where you had those round wood things with holes, and then you had sticks, like green sticks and red sticks, and so you would build something putting the sticks into the wheel, and then you could make a whole bunch of things? Yeah. They have, like, those. And so, I don't know. It's nice. Now, what's nostalgic today is I think I heard Toys R Us is closing. Is Toys R Us... Let me pull this up here. Because we just lost... we just lost a bunch of Toys R Us's. I believe, and I'm not sure if it's completely national, we hear an anonymous person has bought $1 million... Right? One day before the North Carolina Toys R Us location set to close, an anonymous person bought $1 million worth of toys to donate to children in need. That's pretty cool. WNCN reports staff at the Rally store would instead spend the final day in operation boxing up the few remaining toys left of the store. So the company, as you know, did file for Chapter 11 reorganization last fall, pledged to stay open, but still had poor sales during holiday season because customers and vendors are buying on Amazon and Walmart and all this stuff online. So in January, it plans to close about 180 stores, but then in March, they said all stores. 30,000 workers are going to be now looking for jobs come Friday night when all the stores close. Yeah, I mean, Toys R Us was like a playground of toys. I remember my parents saying it was still kind of expensive, so they didn't really buy us toys all the time at Toys R Us. You know, they would go to, like, Kmart or Gemco or some of the department stores. And the department stores do sell toys a heck of a lot cheaper. They just do. But, you know, Toys R Us was one of those things where you walk in, you don't see groceries or clothes. I mean, you just see rows and rows of toys. And they had that giraffe. And wasn't that song, what, Don't You Want to Be a Toys R Us Kid? I don't remember the song or the jingle. But it was pretty iconic. And so seeing that go away, we're really seeing huge retail stores. I mean, I'm watching stores like Best Buy and I'm trying to think who else is. Fry's Electronics. You know, I'm watching how these stores do it. I mean, they're obviously competing online the best they can. But when I buy electronic, I buy on Amazon. When I buy food, I buy it at Walmart. I really don't shop anywhere else. Or Target. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Starbucks is going to cover additional procedures for its transgender employees. Breast reductions, augmentations, hair transplants, facial surgery. And I guess the coffee shop chain has covered gender reassignment surgery for its employees since 2012. But now Starbucks is going to cover additional procedures that were once deemed, quote-unquote, cosmetics. These surgeries include chest, face, hair procedures that were not covered by the company's previous insurance policy. Now, Starbucks, I thought, was having some money issues. And I'm trying to look back. I don't think I can pull it up in time, but I thought that they were having some financial issues since, I think it was reported a few days ago, since all the changes they had to do, now with opening up the bathroom to non-customers and allowing Wi-Fi to be used by, again, non-customers. And I thought there were some issues, plus the cost of training everybody. But what's very, very interesting is how there's two sides to this. One is there's a lot of half-assed coverage when it comes to transgender transformations and the medical costs. It's very, very costly. And when somebody does go through that transformation, they don't want it halfway. You know, it's not like, okay, well, I'll just work on my chin or I'll just work. There's so many changes. Face bones, cheekbones, chest, genitalia. There's a whole variety of things. Hair control, voice, Adam's apple. So there's a variety of things. On the other hand, though, you have many people that go, well, I have horrible hirsutism, hair growth in places. I have deviated septum. I need a nose job. I have lopsided breasts. Will insurance cover that as well? And so there's a lot of discussions on what is considered cosmetic surgery and what is considered surgery for your mental well-being. Now, for years, women who did not like the breasts, whose breasts were heavy, were droopy, they would have to claim, hopefully truthfully, that they were having neck pain and back pain. Something physical happening in order to get insurance to cover part of that surgery. I'm wondering if now insurance companies are going to be more open about that. Women who have needed electrolysis for having hair growth on their chest and chins and, you know, face, again, that was cosmetic. They had to pay for it themselves. So even though we are excited about the progress in transgender health and transgender coverage, are other quote-unquote cosmetic that's not being done just so you get a role in a movie, but being done because you are having major issues with that body part, are those being covered too? If they're not, we're going to see more and more of a debate. And it's interesting. I love it when we make progress and we seem to be so, you know, I love seeing that we're being inclusive and that we're helping people, you know, not half-assed. You know, like I said, if we're going to commit to helping the transgender population, it's a very small population, but if we're going to commit to that, then we do it right. The only thing is well, you start to fuel a lot of resentment and a lot of controversy when you have other people that have, for example, you know, we'll just bring up the hirsutism, you know, growing hair, needing to shave their faces when they're a female. And many of these things aren't covered. And so do we cover it all? Do we have money to cover it all? These are very, very expensive surgeries. They say major employers that provide at least one transgender inclusive healthcare coverage plan include Abercrombie & Fitch, Airbnb, Adidas, Warby, Twitter, Tiffany & Company, Toys R Us, although I don't know about Toys R Us now if they, you know, Pinterest, Home Depot, Walgreens, Walmart, Walt Disney. And so they say to make sure all transgender Starbucks employees receive the full benefits of his new insurance plan, the company brought in advocates to help them find the right healthcare providers and network and help make sure the claims are covered. We heard a lot from our transgender partners that this is important to them, so it should be important to us. And this is fantastic because, again, Starbucks has been having some PR issues, so this is wonderful. But the big issue that I have seen for years with patients, especially like men with gynecomastia, you know, there are men with man boobs, whether it's fat or whether it's breast tissue. A lot of men are really traumatized by having those, have been bullied for years, can't wear shirts. Many times that doesn't get covered. Should we cover these things for everybody? When is it considered cosmetic and when isn't it? Now, transgender, they're saying, look, it should be covered because it falls under a medical illness. Well, no, we don't want to stigmatize it as a medical or mental illness. No, we don't want to stigmatize it as such. We just got through, I believe, with the World Health Organization, ruling it not to be an illness because we don't want people who are transgender feeling stigmatized. So then how are we making it work with them getting it covered as a claim? So this, you know, great, we're making progress on this, that's wonderful, but there's going to be a lot of issues coming up with people not wanting to pay higher premiums for their insurance, or they're going to want their insurance to cover their cosmetic surgery. We'll see where this goes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I believe California has now passed one of the stringent online privacy laws. I'm having some issues here with my, with my internet feed. It is, I guess, signed by Governor Jerry Brown. It's called the California Consumer Privacy Act. They're going to require technology companies that collect user information to disclose the type of data they collect, details on the advertisers or other third parties which they share the data, and allow customers to opt out of having the data collected about them sold. I agree. The new bill also gives customers the option to request companies delete personal information collected on them, like data on how many kids a person has, their buying habits, location information, and other non-publicly available data. Companies that do peddle user data will have to offer the new privacy options for free and won't be allowed to degrade service if a customer opts to no longer have their data sold. And the new measure is enforceable. If companies fail to protect the data of their users, the state attorney general is allowed to sue, as are customers. Now, Facebook fought this. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, AT&T. They poured money into the industry-aligned group to try to defeat the measure. But you see, one thing that we need to be prepared for, and I'm for this, we do need privacy, is we've been getting to do a lot of stuff for free. Facebook, how many hours have you guys spent on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat for free? You aren't paying cable fees for your news. You're not, I get why you're paying internet, etc. But Facebook, I don't think it's the internet money. What are you paying Facebook to use Facebook? Or to play Candy Crush? Or to play some of the games on there? Nothing. Same thing with YouTube. And so the reason why these companies do what they do for free is because they get money from advertisers. It's a brilliant marketing move. Okay, people will go to your site for free because it doesn't cost them anything. It's funny. I'll try to look up a news article, and the outlet will say, okay, well, you want to pay. You need to pay. And we're like, no, I'll just go somewhere and get it for free. I'm not going to pay. And you wonder how many of these subscriptions actually get paid. You just wonder. And so we only want to go to the free sites. Well, I have a website, and you have to pay for that website. You have to pay to maintain the website. You have to pay to host the website. It costs money. Just like with radio. It costs GCN Network money to make these shows broadcast and put these shows out there. And so you need advertisers to keep it going. So I'm wondering how Facebook and them are going to please their advertisers without that extra little nugget they were giving. They should have given them that nugget. But just selling ad space should be enough, but it's not. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.